ABC Radio Perth.
Wolfie. Nads.
Pixie.
Get back to it.
Gotcha.
The Brekkie Show with Russ and Nadia.
Last summer, they were more popular than ever. There were food vans and marketplaces all over the city. They were lining Beaufort Street, for instance, at the Inglewood Night Markets. I was a regular there, and they're back. They came back, 2 weeks ago. Again, very, very busy.
The Twilight Hawkers Markets, I think, saw streams of people heading into Forest Place in the city.
Yep. And then you've got the South Beach Sunset Markets.
Yeah.
They're very, very popular. But the Fremantle Council has recommended that those markets, the South Beach Sunset Markets, be cancelled.
Yeah, the council says it's all part of the COVID-19 recovery plan, and the markets, which attracts hundreds of people to the South Beach foreshore, take business away from bricks and mortar businesses in the area. The organiser and former Fremantle councillor, Georgie Dean, joins us to talk about it this morning. Georgie, it's nice to talk to you. You started these sunset markets about 8 years ago. How popular have they become?
So I had a licence for 8 years, and last year was the last year. So at the end of the last year, the council meeting and decided to put the market up for expressions of interest. And so that never happened, and beginning of October, I started to ring the council to see what was going on. And, well, no one actually knew, I think, what happened. And then last Sunday, an officer rang me and said the market had been cancelled.
Okay, and the reason for that, Georgie, our understanding is it's because of their COVID-19 recovery plan, that it's part of this, and the reason being that they don't want the negative impact on bricks and mortar businesses. So they don't want business taken away from those established shops to go and buy food from a food van.
That's right. So I don't know if you've been down South Beach and South Terrace. There's three or four really good restaurants there, Madalena's and La Cabana, South Beach Hotel. It's actually kind of dumping at the moment, popping. And the restaurants there are actually ex-food van people, storeholders of mine. And they are really happy to have the market.
Because, I mean, I would think there's an argument to say that if you populate an area, then there's going to be a runoff effect that would be positive for businesses in the surrounding area as well, rather than maybe taking it away. And then further to that, in a lot of these markets that we've seen, Nadia, the pop-up kitchens that you see, the vans, the food vans, often they're repeated, you know, they're like from a bricks and mortar.
But then obviously the flip side of this argument is a restaurant owner saying, well, all these people are coming, but they're eating at the food vans and they're having their food there. Why would they then come and have a second dinner at my premises?
Absolutely. I actually went down to La Cabana, which is a restaurant nearby, on Saturday night, and the owner there is an ex-store holder of mine. And the place, you couldn't get in. There were a queue. It's so popular and it is so good. They don't have any trouble with it because they can't fit enough people into their restaurant at the moment. So they're happy with it. The thing is that the market provides for people with kids that would never go to the hotel or to a Mexican restaurant and drink mojitos. You know, it's a different clientele.
Yeah.
So that's why the community is outraged, because they can take their kids down there, their grandpa, grandma, their friends. Look, the people absolutely love it. And I've got video after video after video of kids dancing.
Mm.
We have music, we have bands. And the kids just, like, they're in heaven.
Georgie, thank you. Georgie Dean, organiser and formerly a Fremantle councillor as well, there, talking about the South Beach Sunset Markets being cancelled.
There's a lot of chatter on the Facebook page for that local community, and Brad Pettit, the mayor there, and also Councillor Andrew Sullivan, Brad saying, look, yes, it's true that Fremantle officers have made the decision not to go ahead with the markets this year based on this economic COVID recovery plan, not to approve pop-ups against bricks and mortar. Well, I understand their reasoning. He says, I'll speak with councillors about whether they think this is the best way forward.
ABC Radio Perth. This is
Rusty
and Nadia
for breakfast.
Okay.
Great.